basically get into the right state, because that's everything, right? To be like in the moment and just connect with the client, and even before the call, connect with the client in a way that you're going to serve them. You're here to create the most amazing garden for them. And I did that, and I went through the whole process that you taught me, and it worked. I made a $15,000 USD sale just a couple minutes ago. And these are things that I wouldn't even dare to do like less than 6 months ago.
Welcome to the Thought Leader Revolution with Nikki Ballou. Join the revolution. There's never been a better time in history to speak your truth, find your freedom, and make your fortune. Each week, we interview the world's top thought leaders and learn the secrets of how they built a 6 to 7 figure practice. This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. I'm your host, Nikki Ballou. And boy, do we have an amazing, exciting guest lined up for you today. Today's guest is a repeat guest. He's one of my dear friends. He is like a brother from another mother. I am speaking, of course, of none other than the one, the only, the legendary Matthew Meyreuz, also known as Matthew My House. Welcome, Matthew.
Nikki, you're amazing. This kind of introduction, it will never get old. I love it. Thank you.
My pleasure. So, Matthew, we wanted to bring you back today because we wanted to do two things. We wanted to showcase you, what you do, your passion for helping farmers, especially to spread education and knowledge about regenerative farming and the importance for every individual to learn what that is and start to support that kind of farming with their dollars and euros and yuan and all the other currencies that we use. But we also wanted to have you talk about the work we've done together, how that's helped you take your mission out into the world in a bigger way so that people can understand why that will be beneficial for them. So Matthew, let's begin by you telling us your story of who you are, what you do, what is regenerative farming?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, Nikki, it's so cool to be back on the show. I really enjoyed our first interview, so very exciting to be back. So I'll try to speed this introduction up a bit. So basically, my life really started when I was between 3 to 5 years old, and I grew up on a farm, and I knew that I was so fascinated about how nature works and how plants can turn into trees and all these things that was so fascinating to me that actually throughout my life, I continued to understand how nature works. And with that experience that I gathered from many, many, many years, I actually used it to help now farmers and to help gardeners to actually become extremely successful. So that's kind of where everything started. And yeah, just to say, like, it didn't happen overnight, because I also had moments in my life where I was completely down in the gutter. I'd lost all my money. I was living as a hippie, traveling the world. But then from working with coaches and working with people that were way ahead of me, I actually started to get improvements and to really get on the train of what I'm here to do in this lifetime. So getting really aligned with my purpose, and I'm doing that today, and that's why I think so successful now.
That's fantastic. You know, you said something important. You experienced a setback. You know, you lost your money, you traveled the world as a hippie, as you said. But you decided to do something important, which is to invest in yourself. The great Robin Sharma, the author of the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, once said to me, Nikki, if you want to double your income, triple your investment in personal and professional development. The most important investment you can make is in yourself. As an entrepreneur, you are by far the most valuable asset in your business. If you want your assets to produce more for you, you invest more in them. That makes sense. Every businessman knows this. Every businesswoman knows this. So you understood this, you started to invest in yourself, you got yourself the right coaches and mentors and people who had been where you wanted to get to, and you use that to propel your success. So I just want to emphasize the importance of that point, Matthew, because I believe it's very, very crucial.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, it's the essential thing. Like, you might try to figure out things on your own, but it will take you 10, 20 years, and you're only here for like, if everything goes well, you're only here for 80 years and let's say your professional life would be 50 years, like you don't want to be losing time trying to figure out all of the things on your own. It's just too costly. And then this is an amazing quote that I also learned from Raymond Aron, one of our, or my mentor as well, and I think yours as well, and a dear friend. He said, like, the biggest cost in your company is the money that you're not making. And that struck me the moment that I realized that, like, you have to get training, you have to understand how to do sales, how to do it from a heart-centered way and do it in a way that serves the people and makes your clients even more successful. So, and in fact, it's inevitable. If you don't do it from a heart-centered way, you'll, like, there's social media, there's so much, it's like, to be a scam nowadays, it's basically impossible.
You know, it's very true. What you're saying is supercalifragilistic, on point. People need to understand this, that the biggest cost you have is the money you're not making. And you also need to understand that there's a lot of scams out there. You have to keep your eyes and ears open, but there's good people out there who believe in people, care about people. People like Raymond, people like you, people like me. That is my motto. I call myself a professional believer in people. That is my my job description. No. What do you do? You coach people? Yeah. I'm a professional believer in people. That's my job.
Actually, I want to jump in there because you're one of the people in my life that truly believed in me. And I think we clicked from the very beginning. But the value that you have created for me is just beyond what I was, that beyond what I thought was possible. Like, literally, it's so amazing.
Matthew, before we get into regenerative farming, because I do want to get into that, just tell people about the call we had this morning, because you had an opportunity to create some new business for yourself. And we had a call. Would you just explain to the people what happened and what the value was for you?
Yes, exactly. So I just came off a call with a client, an existing client. So it is a gardening design project. We finished the first two phases, which is more design related. And now we're getting into the next phase of making all the execution plans, so very detailed plans. And I was like, not sure like how to present it to the client because I wanted to go into the next phase, but I hadn't talked about the price. And then, and I just called up Nikki, like, hey, Nikki, this opportunity is here to enroll or to re-enroll a client. How should I do it? And you just helped me so much to get into the right state, because that's everything, right? To be like in the moment and just connect with the client and even before the call, connect with the client in a way that you're going to serve them. You're here to create the most amazing garden for them. And I did that and I went through the whole process that you taught me and it worked. I made a 15,000 USD sale just a couple minutes ago. So that's amazing. It's amazing. We celebrated it before. And these are things that I wouldn't even dare to do like less than 6 months ago. Like, you made me do all of that.
God bless you, brother. But you did the work. You know, at one level, there's the coach. At the other level, there's the player. The coach can only show the way. The player's got to execute. And you did the hard part, the execution. Yes. So good work, man.
I have to emphasize on one thing, that this is definitely true. Like, if you get a coach, it only works if you do the work. But you keep me so much on track. Like, if I have a day where I'm off and I'm not feeling it, I can just call you up and then I get back into the state where I need to be, because that's what also the great Mark from User talks about quite a lot is that you need to get into like a higher frequency state so that people, that you actually attract people. And that's like, how do you show up? Do you have a straight spine when you talk to people? Are you excited about what you do? All of these things. And this is what generates income.
1,000%, 1,000%, and really well said. If you're not prepared to do the work, you have no right to get the results. And it's interesting, you know, in the summer, we signed up some clients. We'd even worked with them before. And at the time, we had this policy that we would try to work with people. If they had a bit of a cash flow situation, we would try to work with them. And so we allowed this person to, you know, just put on the down payment and said, look, this is the payment plan. And they didn't meet it. And we tried to work with them to allow them to do it. But they weren't doing the work. That's why they weren't getting the results. And we got to the end of the program. They hadn't paid us in full, which was not cool. And we explained this to them. And we said, you need to pay. They go, oh, no. Well, you know, I didn't get the results. So I don't want to pay this and that and the other. And it's unfortunate because it's probably going to put us in a situation where we may have to do some litigation with this individual. But the truth of the matter is, if someone's not willing to do the work, they don't have any right to expect the results. And I say this to every client. If you're signing up a client and they're unwilling to pay you at the beginning, they're probably going to be unwilling to pay you once you've done the work to help them too. So don't do that. Make sure that you sign up people who pay in full, or you have a payment situation in place where your payments are automated and you get your payments. Because if you don't get your payments, you're not going to feel good about this. And it took us a while to learn the lesson because we're good-hearted people. We try to help as many people as we can. But I've made a decision. And in fact, Mathieu, we started that decision in October of last year, just around when we met you. That no more freeloaders. Everybody who comes on, they pay, they don't pay, they don't get to work with us. Bye-bye. And I think that's an important thing for everyone to learn as well. So secondly, Mathieu, here's the thing that I want to say is, we want to get into regenerative farming. Explain to people, what is regenerative farming? Why does it matter so much in this day and age? Why should everybody support regenerative farmers? And how can people be a part of this regenerative farming movement for their own health and well-being?
Yeah, thank you for that great question. I'll try to answer it in separate parts. So first of all, what I want to talk to is, like, if people are not necessarily into farming and they have like an own garden or a backyard, there's so many things that they can actually do on their own just to change the way they garden and also start and produce their own foods. Because if you are completely only dependent on what the supermarket brings, it's very risky. On top of it, it's oftentimes very unhealthy products. So if you can start gardening in your own backyard and doing it in a way that is good for nature, it, as it turns out, when it's good for nature, it's actually good for your own health, because most of the products that are produced conventionally are actually really unhealthy. Even if it's fresh produce or if it's vegetables or fruits, a lot of them have so many chemicals and are produced in very bad conditions. So if you can actually produce as much of the products from yourself, and this is something that I teach in my masterclass, the Garden of Your Dreams masterclass, where you really learn from A to Z how you can design your own garden. We talk about like how nature works, because nature has been working in a certain way for millions of years. But I have gathered that knowledge of how nature works. And if you have that knowledge, you can apply it in your garden and you become way more successful. Now, if you obviously, most people cannot fully produce their own food, unless you want to have like a homestead and you live far away from society. That's also something that we help people with if they really want to be like completely self-sufficient. But that's kind of next level, right? So what I'm also focusing on is helping farmers to be regenerative. And if we look at what regenerative actually means, is that it is a way that you produce food that also restores the health of the planet and restores the health of the soil. Because the topsoil of our whole planet is so important for creating an environment that we can continue to live in. Because you see nowadays there's so many extreme weather patterns, there's climate change, there's wildfires everywhere. And this is because the balance of our planet has been disturbed, mostly because of conventional farming. And I can talk in great detail about that, but this basically started in after the world wars, when they started to put in all kinds of chemicals in agriculture. And so we're reversing that with farmers. And I have a program that's called the Farms of Eden mentoring program, where I help farmers to get into that journey, because this is the beauty of it. Like, once they produce food that is healthy, they can actually sell it to people directly, because they have nothing to shy away from. They're doing it correctly. They're doing it from a heart-centered way as well. So they can ask a premium price to consumers, or at least they can skip the middleman. They can skip the supermarkets. So that's what I also want to invite your listeners. Like, just Google in your own area what regenerative farmers are in your area. Just regenerative farming, and then put in your city or village, and try and research which farmer is doing that already, and go and visit the farmer. Because these people, they are doing it the right way, and they're struggling as well, because it's not that easy to sell produce in such a way, but this way is actually changing, or we are helping the farmers to do that. So that's in a nutshell why it's so important to actually do regenerative farming and gardening on a global scale.
I think that's very important, Mathieu, and I think it's very important that you continue to speak about this in your podcast appearances, on your own podcast, and also when you go do your videos on social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, because people don't understand what it is. The education component of this needs to happen so people understand what it is. When you first told me regenerative farming, I'm like, what is that? Is that like organic farming? And you said, no, man, it's a lot deeper than organic farming. And it, you know, and I consider myself to be an educated man, a man who's interested in health, a man who's interested in the well-being of myself and the people around me and the world around me. And I knew nothing about it, like nothing. The average person knows less than nothing about it. So it's very important that thought leaders like you go on an education strategy going forward so that people learn. If you don't teach people what it is, I say you need to do a video series. Okay, guys, what is regenerative farming? 15 minutes, break it down, all the various components. How do you find out about regenerative farming in your area? Is there associations? Who are the people that you know? What types of things are important to consider? And then you start to get people involved, and you can start people to, in their geographic region, to have associations, groups, where they know there's like 15 regenerative farmers in the Toronto area, as an example, or in Guelph or wherever. And people can start to approach those farmers and make relationships with them and get their food from farmers like that. Because if I can, for example, get beef farmers to sell to me who use regenerative farming practices, I would prefer that versus conventional beef ranchers and things like that. Same with tomatoes, with garlic, with green beans, with onions. All this stuff is richer, better for you, makes you stronger if it's grown in a regenerative manner. And yeah, you are a real champion for this, correct?
Yeah, it's really so important. And I'll tell you more, like, for example, it's commonly known that, well, not everybody knows, but that there is conventional oranges that are produced with heavy chemical inputs just to get higher yields that have no vitamin C. Like, why would you eat an orange to get vitamin C, right? And you go to the supermarket, it looks okay, but it has no nutritional value. Like, why would you even if it's extremely cheap, why would you even buy it? It's just sugar. And whereas if you know that it's from a regenerative farmer, it will be like so rich in nutrients that even instead of buying 10 oranges, you'll be way better with just buying one. And that is from such a premium quality that you don't need to eat as much even. Like, that's the beauty of it as well. Like, most of our conventional food is lacking nutritional value. And that's actually why the biggest growing industry in the healthcare system is supplements, because the food that we are eating doesn't have all the nutrients that we need. So that's, and then people are paying lots of money for buying all kinds of like supplements. Whereas if they would just use that money and pay the farmer to produce all of the healthy food, the regenerative food, then they don't even need those supplements.
It's better to eat food than it is to take pills, I think, every day, all day long, correct?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And now I just want to add something amazing as well. Like, now business owners and entrepreneurs are reaching out to me. One of my coaching clients reached out to me and said, like, I feel that I can be of service to this industry. So I now coach him to make him fully understand what regenerative farming is, so that he then can go out and help other farmers to market their products. Like, he's a marketing specialist, but he has no clue about regenerative farming, but he feels that he wants to do something that is of service to our communities. So that's an amazing thing as well. Like, if there's entrepreneurs listening and they really want to do something that is good for our planet, that is good for people's health, that is good for farmers, because farmers are the backbone of societies. Like, if we don't have farmers, then there's no food on our plates. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot of potential in making farming back an industry that is part of our day-to-day life, because we've all been disconnected to what farming is. Like, like ask yourself, ask your friends, who knows a farmer? Very people know farmers. So that's what I also do in my Farms of Eden program, is I encourage farmers to open up their farm and have people to come over, because nobody actually knows how a farm functions and works and looks. So, and the farmer can greatly benefit from that, because people are sick of doing things like going to the shopping mall or looking TV. They want to experience things. And going on a farm, I'll tell you, especially a regenerative farm, if you go there, you'll experience something that is just amazing. Just the sheer fact that it's completely healthy. When you just spend time on those farms, you will just feel so much better returning. You'll see like, okay, wow, there's actually people doing some amazing things for our communities. And maybe you can help them out. There's like, I see farming as one of the biggest potentials in the next 10 to 20 years, because AI and all kinds of optimizations are actually going to take away most of the jobs. But I think farming is still one of the few jobs that will have that strong community aspect.
Very true. Very true. I also think, Matthew, you should maybe create in your world regenerative farming tours. So basically put this out there as a service to say, hey, if you have a farm and you want to do tours, list yourself on a directory on my website. And you tell people, if you want to go visit a farm, these farms have tours. Who wants to go? And they can sign up. And it'll just be a great service for people. And I think you could, as a new service, offer a licensed coaching program, which, you know how Raymond has his coaching program licensing on AI, which I think was a very good idea on his part. You could create a licensed coaching program for marketing specialists, calling them licensed regenerative farming marketing coaching specialist. Now, that's a big name. We need to make it shorter, but this is the whole point, is you're going to be taught how to coach people to market regenerative farming products to the world. And if you have it as a designation, you could have 30, 40, 50, 100 coaches around the world that their entire specialty is working with regenerative farmers to help them sell more. This would be a way for you to make more money, but it would also be a way to help a lot of farmers be more successful.
Yeah, I'd love that
thought
idea.
Leadership, brother. Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a very good idea. So, Matthew, this is brilliant. What you do is great. If people are interested in finding out more about you, your programs, what you're all about, tell us some of the places they can go, your websites, your social media channels, your podcast, all of it.
Yeah, so my podcast is called the Regenerative Design Podcast, where I show the world that you can actually do good in business and do good for our planet. And thanks to Nikki for the tagline, because we came up with it together. He helped me to brainstorm. I love this. So I've been interviewing amazing farmers, scientists. So if you want to listen more or learn more about what it actually means to be regenerative, go and listen there. Then I also have my personal Instagram, where you can actually learn more about gardening tips and tricks. If you go to my website, which is called www.gardenofyourdreams.com altogether, then you have a library of free videos that you can watch, which will actually give you an idea what it means to be a regenerative gardener. And there's some great free tips, like plants that you can grow super easy, flowers that look amazing, that require no maintenance. So if you want to do that, go there. Then if there's farmers listening, they can reach out to me by email. And yeah, also people, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, all of the social media platforms. So that's the easiest way to do it. My book as well is coming. It's out now. So 12universallaws.com, which is all about actually understanding how nature works. And once you understand the 12 universal laws of nature, you can become way more successful in your garden, in your farm, and everything. So I encourage people to read that as well.
Yeah, I want a signed copy, Matthew. So when you and I see each other next, please bring one for me. Matthew, if someone wants to have a conversation with you about implementing some of these things in their life, what's the best way to get on your calendar?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. I will also share my Calendly link. people can book a free 30-minute coaching call where we dive deep in their specific situation and see how we can actually take it further.
Okay, great. We'll make sure all that goes in the show notes. I'm very excited to have people learn more about you, what you do, how you can help them, and start to implement the incredible power of regenerative farming into their day-to-day lives, because I think it's going to make them healthier, it's going to make them more aware of how to live a great life, and it's going to make our world a better place. So, Matthew, we are going to close off with me asking you a couple of final questions around the work you and I have done together. So one of the things that we are really keen for people to understand is the power of podcasting, and specifically of podcast guesting. That's how you and I first met. You came and you did our Get Booked and Get Paid podcast guesting workshop. If you would mind, please explain to people why this was interesting to you, why you think it works today to be a guest on a show versus some of the programs that used to work in the past but don't work so well today, like paid advertising and so forth, and why you think people should do podcast guesting and come learn about our workshop.
Yeah, I think this is a great question, because the things that you taught me in the podcast guesting system is just mind-blowing. And to start off, one of the things is like, it's also by research shown that people that spend time on podcasts are usually of a higher income. They are more committed. They're more goal getters. So just as a target audience, or you already have people that are more likely to buy from you because they are in a better position in life. So that's just one thing. But then the way that what you taught me is to get on as many podcasts as possible, and then talk to them in a way where you just tell your whole story and you're creating a real connection. And then after the interview is done, you have a way to actually connect with them further. And I was able to, when I followed your strategy and I did it like exactly, and I started right off when I took the course with you, even within this was mind blowing, within the workshop that I did with you, I already got invited for 3 podcasts. So it's super effective. Wow. And then from all of the interviews I've been on to, I could generate several clients. I would have to think, but I've been doing this now for probably like 6 months, and I generated at least 30,000 from doing that. Just like I have lots of other work to do, but just from being on podcast, it's amazing.
And Matthew, the reason it's working is because, you know, in the past, people did things like blogging. Hey, blogging will make me get clients. And then they go, okay, we pay for ads on Facebook and all that. And all that worked at one time, but it doesn't work as well because it's saturated. Podcast guesting, what's good about it is, imagine you have 2 fields, gold fields. One of them, nobody's dug in and it's full of gold. And that's podcast guesting. Nobody's doing it right now the way we showed. It's full of gold. You go in there, you can dig out the gold. And then the other one used to have a lot of gold, but everybody's been digging in it. And that's the old methods. So there's not so much gold left anymore. And when you go dig in there, you might find a little bit here and there, but it's not as good as the one where nobody's digging.
No, it's so powerful. I fully agree. I never thought this was possible. But just following your strategy step by step, bam, 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 it's generated so many opportunities. And then I've been on at least probably over 30 podcasts now. Some have been out there, some are still coming out. It's just an amazing tool to promote yourself and to share your message to the world.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't have to pay thousands of dollars to expensive PR firms. You can use a tool that we teach you that for $50 a month can get you on really as many shows as you want to go on. More shows than you have time to go on, honestly. Yes. That's the beauty.
6 every 4 hours I can get on.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. So Matthew, let's wrap up by asking you to, in concise bullet form style, give us two sets of advice. One set of advice is three steps for how to do regenerative farming in your life better and become healthy better, and 3 steps on what to do if you are a business person like you who is looking to grow their business and looking to become more successful. So what say you?
So for the regenerative journey that you want to start to become healthier and live a more committed life, I highly recommend you to start a gardening journey. Even if you have a small backyard, and if it's not big, you can always do something. You can grow berries. There's so many ways and easy things that you can do. So I highly encourage you to do that, because it's actually way easier than you think. You just need support, obviously, to do it the right way, so you minimize your failures, or you actually you get rid of making costly mistakes. So then what I would also recommend is to reach out to regenerative farmers, find organizations that are occupied with this. So that's something really important. And then for health, this is something that I do. I just exercise, like, and also get good sleep. This is, like, for me, two key aspects. Getting the right amount of sleep and doing exercise is super important for me. So that's the first three bullets. Now, the second three bullets related to your question of when you are an entrepreneur like myself and you want to grow your business, is invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Like, I've been doing this now for about 3 years, and mostly every coin or penny that I make, I reinvest it in another class or another coaching system, and that actually makes my business continuously to grow. So that's something that really helped me to be, like, if I would have done it on my own, it would have taken me at least 10 years more. And I'm here now in 3 years in the business, and it's never been better. So get help. That's I only want to actually end with one bullet, because that's, for me as an entrepreneur, I wouldn't know what other aspects are key in growth. Yeah.
No, it's brilliantly said. Brilliantly said encompasses all. Matthew Myhouse, the legend himself, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really great to have you here. You are truly, truly a champion when it comes to getting out there, pushing yourself to do better. You have incredible energy, and what you're doing is very, very important. It's for the health of the world and the health of every human being on it. So God bless you. Keep up your mission. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Nikki. This was amazing, as always.
Absolutely. And that wraps up another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. To find out more about today's amazing guest, the one and only Matthew Mayhus, a.k.a. Matthew Myhouse, go to the show notes at thethoughtleaderrevolution.com. Check out his podcast. Check out his new book. Check out his website. Jump on his calendar. Have a conversation with him. You're going to love it. He's got a cool Belgian accent. Kind of looks like Jesus. So he's a really cool looking dude. And he knows what he's talking about better than anybody else in the world when it comes to this very important space of regenerative farming. Take advantage of that and listen to what he has to say to you about exercise, about building your own farm, and also about investing in yourself. All of these are great pieces of advice. Until next time.
This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.